Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. How careful should you be with plastic bottles? Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is March 20th, 2013. We're on day three of Newsworthy Clips. You can find today's Newsworthy Clip on page 30 in your Advanced magazine. First 2 days, we had some really interesting articles. We talked about omega-3 fish oil, usually found in salmon, and whether or not it is beneficial for people with heart problems. Yesterday, we talked about voicemail, the dying platform of verbal communication that is being replaced by all sorts of other platforms, and mostly digital communication, texting and things like that. So, and Twitter is another form we didn't mention yesterday of communicating. Voicemail is fading away, and there are very few tears being shed about that. Today, we have an interesting article that digs into something that a lot of people talk about. Maybe you've had conversations with people about that. You probably have had people warn you not to use certain plastic bottles again and again, or maybe not to expose yourself to certain chemicals. And that's what we're getting into today. This article, it looks at BPA, and this is a chemical that is found in a couple of different things. We've got plastic bottles, and there's also canned food linings, and probably more prevalent than anybody realizes. You're probably exposed to this on a daily basis several times, and we're going to talk about that today. Joining me back again in the studio are my two panelists, Ellen Lee and Carolyn Bug. Hi, panelists.
Hello. Hi.
Great to have you back for day three, and you're both wearing yellow. I didn't get that email.
Oh, sorry. Well, you do have black on, so you still match.
Okay, you got the black on. Yeah, okay.
I have black pants on.
You got black pants on. Okay. All right. Now, you know, Ellen, as far as this, I mentioned maybe people have talked about plastic bottles, and I've even had people tell me, oh, don't do this, don't do that. What about you? Have you had that happen?
Well, my sister has gone so far as to buy me things that have been BPA-free.
Yeah.
With this, because she says this particular hormone is very harmful.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. How about you, Carolyn?
Yes, I have had a similar experience. My uncle, for Christmas 1 year, bought everyone in my family BPA-free bottles so that we wouldn't buy plastic bottles that we throw away or recycle, but we would use the same bottle over and over, help save the environment, and they were all BPA-free.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some of the talk I've heard has been about, you know, if you use the same plastic bottles for different things, it might actually increase the risk of cancer. This is a slightly different issue we're talking about today. Actually, very different we're talking about today. We're talking about the thyroid and how BPA can affect the hormone production in the thyroid. So why don't we do this? Let's have our first reading for today. Turn to page 30, and we're going to have the left column.
Study shows potential dangers of BPA. A chemical found in many common products, including plastic bottles and canned food linings, is linked in a new study to thyroid hormone changes in pregnant women and baby boys. The findings raise concerns because thyroid hormones play a crucial role in growth and brain development in young children, health experts note. The study by University of California, Berkeley researchers is the first to analyze the effect of bisphenol A, or BPA, on thyroid hormone levels in pregnant women and newborns. BPA has drawn increased scrutiny in recent years as the public has become aware of how easy it is to be exposed to the estrogen-like compound and how little is known about the health effects.
Okay, study shows potential dangers of BPA. And now, before we go any further, let's talk about BPA, because it's right there in the title. And if you just look down there on page, or actually on line 24, Brian had said in his reading bisphenol A, but Carolyn, you disagree with him on the pronunciation.
Well, I'm not sure what the actual pronunciation is, but I've always said bisphenol A.
Okay. All right. So there is some disagreement here over the pronunciation. We'll try and sort that out before the end of the day. But this is BPA. We just shorten it to BPA. That is what we're talking about, the effect of bisphenol A or bisphenol A, BPA. All right, let's go back up to the top of our reading here, right in the beginning. And we start by saying,
a chemical found in many common products, which includes plastic bottles and canned food lining, is linked in a new study to thyroid hormone changes in pregnant women and baby boys.
Okay, we see they're talking about BPA, that this chemical is found in many common items. I think about plastic bottles, right? We come in contact with plastic bottles every day. I am actually holding a plastic bottle as I speak right now. It's water, and I have refilled this plastic bottle for like weeks, months, I think. I've been using this thing, and it's probably like the worst thing for me. So I probably need to go get some of these non-BPA plastic bottles. Canned food linings.
Yes. Wow. So the paper that they use, I think, for these canned food labels.
Yeah.
And I know receipts are also another one that contain BPA.
Well, actually, I think the linings, what they're talking about here is the inside.
Oh.
They're talking about the inside, which is actually, they give it a slight plastic coating in there to prevent leakage also to preserve the items inside. So we are talking actually about the inside of the cans. This is significant because of what the mothers are all going to be eating, and then and also what they're feeding babies, too. So that's why it is significant. Also, plastic bottles are significant, too, because I was thinking about this. You can't give a baby a glass bottle, right?
Yeah.
You'd be cleaning up glass constantly around the house because the bottles would be getting dropped. Babies have to use plastic bottles. So, you know, so anybody who has a child is going to be affected by this and needs to be aware of this. Okay, it is now linked in a new study.
Yes, to thyroid hormone changes in pregnant women and baby boys.
Mm.
So they found a new connection through this study to thyroid hormone changes. And your thyroid is an organ in the front of your neck, and it helps control growth and chemical processes in your body. It also affects your mood, your metabolism, how fast your body processes things. Your thyroid is very, very important.
Yeah, yeah, very important. That's a specialized term, thyroid. And then right after thyroid, we've got a vocab-focused term.
Hormones, which are chemicals in the body that are carried by the blood, and how influence how the body works.
Mm. Okay, so we want to be aware of these thyroid hormone changes in pregnant women, very specific target group here, and baby boys. Hmm, this is interesting. Now, this is from a new study. They did focus on baby boys. I'm not sure why, but it's I don't know why it says anything about baby girls.
Well, I think maybe they wanted to distinguish that it wasn't a gender.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just only women face this problem. It's also it's the women, the mothers, as well as their sons, not just daughters.
Okay. All right. They are impacted by this, the pregnant women and baby boys. And what about these findings?
Well, these findings raise concern because thyroid hormones play a crucial part in growth and brain development in young children.
Okay. So key, because in the first couple of years, even while the baby's still in the mother's womb, that they have the proper environment for growth. Because if the growth is stunted at that time, then it will affect the lifetime of the baby. So this is going to affect the growth in brain development in young children. That is from many health experts. Now, where was the study done?
The study was done by University of California, Berkeley researchers. And it is the first to analyze the effects of bisphenol or bisphenol A or BPA on thyroid hormone levels in pregnant women and newborns. So it's the first study of its kind to really look at how it affects pregnant women and their newborn babies.
Okay. So interesting. You know, we had actually, I'm going to go back just to day one. Think of all the studies that have been done on omega-3. And the university there, group in Greece, they actually studied 20 previous studies involving 70,000 people just on omega-3. And now that I see this being, this is the first to analyze the effect of BPA. It's kind of strange. I'm surprised this has not been studied before. But, you know, maybe they realize, wow, this is a problem we had not really dealt with in the past.
So. It's quite possible they're just now realizing that this chemical is a little too common.
Yeah. Yeah, there might be a connection between this material and problems with pregnant women and their newborns. BPA
has drawn increased scrutiny in recent years as the public has become aware of how easy it is to be exposed to the estrogen-like compound and how little is actually known about the health effects.
Okay, so that might explain why this is the first study to analyze this. And scrutiny.
Scrutiny is to look at something closer. So as the public or people have begun to know that this could be dangerous for mothers and children, they've wanted to find out more.
Okay. So, all right. And scrutinize would be the verb. When you scrutinize something, you take a very close look at it. And, you know, we're becoming aware of so many different things in our environment that we did not really think about before. What is the effect of all of this on our human body? And so this is just one of those things that we're not just accepting, oh, well, this is the given container, and just saying, oh, that's okay. Well, now we are examining these things, which is a good thing. And one of the things we're aware of is how easy it is to be exposed to.
Well, how easy it is to be exposed to the estrogen-like compound. So BPA is similar to estrogen, and how little is known about the health effects it has on us. And estrogen is a female hormone, so that might be why they're looking at the newborn baby boys instead of baby girls, because boys should have much lower estrogen levels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and of course the male counter to estrogen would be testosterone, so as far as in their body. But what is the problem? What is the problem if an estrogen-like compound is introduced into a female body?
Well, it really messes with how they react to things. If you have a high level of estrogen, then you can be very sensitive to everything around you and potentially overreact.
Okay. All right. Now, if there is an introduction of estrogen-like compounds into the body from outside, would it impact the woman's natural estrogen production in any way?
Well, introducing more estrogen not naturally created in your body will throw off your body's ability to create it.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I would think if there's anything, if something is put into your body to that's going to increase the production or the amount of something in your body, then the body's natural response is to produce less. And then
exactly.
Once it is removed, then it's a problem.
Right. So if you stop introducing this in the future, then your body will be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, this is something, for instance, if we take give you another example, a parallel to this, maybe if we take a lot of antibiotics, those antibiotics will kill diseases within us, within our body. However, then it actually, in a way, they reduce our immune system. So then once we stop taking antibiotics, we're actually in a weakened state temporarily because the antibiotics have taken over the role of killing the disease. So, all right, let's get into our next reading.
In July, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration prohibited the chemical in baby bottles and cups. Many manufacturers had already begun phasing out BPA in such products. The UC Berkeley researchers analyzed BPA levels in urine samples taken from 335 women. Most of the women and their newborns had normal thyroid hormone levels, but for each doubling of BPA levels in some women, researchers found a corresponding decrease in one type of thyroid hormone known as T4. They then looked at thyroid hormone levels in newborns and found the exact opposite effect. The higher the BPA level in the mother, the greater the signs of a more active thyroid in their baby boys.
Okay, we were talking about a study done at the University of California, Berkeley, and analyzing the effect of BPA on pregnant women and newborns. And now we shift gears a little bit, and we move to some action taken by the U.S. government.
Yes, we see in July 2012, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration prohibited the chemical in baby bottles and cups. So manufacturers were no longer allowed to use BPA when they were making baby bottles or cups.
Okay. Now, that doesn't mean there's still products out there. There's plenty of products that are still out there on the marketplace, and certainly there are plenty of these products in the homes.
Oh, yes.
So just because they prohibited this chemical in production, this takes a long time for anything to take effect. You're going to have stuff still out there in the marketplace. And we learn about manufacturers.
Many manufacturers have actually already begun phasing out BPA in such products. And
okay,
phasing out means just to stop using something over time.
Okay, so some producers had taken that action prior to the Food and Drug Administration's mandate to take out this stuff. We don't know what, how much they did. We don't know what they took it out, the BPA out of. But there, some progressive companies actually were taking this stuff out because they realized it was a problem. We go back to UC Berkeley.
Yes, the UC Berkeley researchers analyzed BPA levels in urine samples taken from 335 women.
Okay.
So looking specifically at women, and most of the women and their newborns had normal thyroid hormone levels.
Okay, but
For each doubling of BPA levels in some women, researchers found a corresponding decrease in one type of thyroid hormone known as T4.
Mm.
So as the doubling of the BPA went up in some women, the same amount of decrease was found in the hormone T4.
Hmm. All right. Now, we were talking about this T4 before the program.
Yeah. So T4 is a thyroid hormone, and it controls your metabolism, so
mm-hmm.
how fast your body processes energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm slightly confused by what the article is saying, because T4 is... the readings are a little interesting.
Mm.
If you have high T4, then you have a low metabolism. If you have low T4, then you have a high metabolism. So the readings are kind of opposite.
Okay. All right. But it does look like it. And listeners, I will tell you, this paragraph and the next paragraph are a little bit confusing, and you'd almost have to be a doctor to understand it. We'll try and do our best to explain this. But in this first paragraph, in line 9 and 10 and 11, what we're seeing here is that when the BPA does go up, then there is a corresponding a consequence, an outcome, we might say. That's what we mean by corresponding. In relationship to the increase in BPA, there is, it looks like, less T4.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's what that paragraph is saying. So the BPA is having some effect on the thyroid. Okay. Now, next paragraph, they
then looked at thyroid hormone levels in newborns and found the exact opposite effect, which was the higher the BPA level in the mother, the greater the signs of a more active thyroid in their baby boys.
Okay. So it looks like the thyroid activity goes down with the mother as there is more BPA. Strangely, with their babies, there is more thyroid activity. So there's more BPA in the mother, but there's more thyroid activity in the babies. Why do you think that?
I am not sure. This is the part of the article that confused me the most.
Well, I know it probably confuses our listeners. Here is my take on this, is that now the mother has a higher BP level, reduced thyroid activity, and I think as a result, the baby compensates by increasing thyroid activity. That's what I think what is going on here. Actually, the newborn is compensating for the reduced thyroid activity in the mother, and that's why it has to be more active. The baby has to have a more active thyroid. It's trying its best. It's trying its best, but again, it still will be hampered if this continues for a long period of time, and it will affect their growth. So, okay, let's go on to our final reading of this news clip.
The American Chemistry Council maintains that the weight of scientific evidence thus far is that BPA is safe. The organization also notes that BPA does not accumulate and is rapidly eliminated from the body. If pregnant women are concerned, however, Kim Harley of UC Berkeley's Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health notes that there are ways to reduce exposure, including buying plastic bottles that are labeled BPA-free, consuming less items that come in cans, and washing their hands before eating if they touch a receipt.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Carolyn Bug and Ellen Lee. We are on our last section of newsworthy clips, and now we are hearing from the American Chemistry Council in our final reading.
The American Chemistry Council maintains that the weight of scientific evidence thus far is that BPA is safe.
Wait a second. What's going on here? This study at Cal Berkeley analyzed the effects of BPA on pregnant women and newborns. There's all this scrutiny. Then the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they prohibited the chemical in baby bottles. Now, this organization, this American Chemistry Council, maintains that this is okay?
Well, it's a very new study. So this is one of the first studies of its kind looking at the effects of BPA. And all of the other evidence, all of the other research that has been done on BPA in the past says that it's safe.
Okay. Wait, the weight of. What's the weight of mean?
Well, the weight of, it means the majority of the scientific evidence that has been conducted so far.
Okay. All right. The overall findings, a kind of a generalized finding. Okay. They're saying really there's probably more work that needs to be done on this, more research. So, and they said that thus far they think BPA is safe. This organization also notes
that BPA does not accumulate and is rapidly eliminated from the body. So this is good news if you're constantly coming into contact with BPA. It does not accumulate in your body. It doesn't build up.
Yeah.
And it's eliminated very quickly, so your body gets rid of it.
Okay. All right. And there are some chemicals that do accumulate in our body that our body has difficulty cleansing out. But this group says BPA is okay, and it is cleansed out of our body quickly. Now, we go back to UC Berkeley in our last paragraph.
Well, Kim Harley of UC Berkeley says if pregnant women are concerned, that there are ways to reduce the exposure, which includes buying plastic bottles that are labeled BPA-free, or consuming less items that come in cans, and even washing their hands before eating if they touch a receipt.
Okay, so if it is something that you are worried about, there are things that you can do. That comes from Kim Harley there at UC Berkeley, and there's ways to reduce your exposure. You had mentioned, both of you had mentioned to me, your sister bought you BPA-free products, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what, you got bottles or something? A relative bought
you
bottles?
Yes, my uncle bought my whole family. We each got BPA-free bottles.
Do you notice any difference in the bottles?
They look pretty much the same. There's not a whole lot of difference between a BPA-free bottle and a regular plastic bottle, except that maybe it's better for your health.
Yeah, looks the same.
Looks the same. I think maybe a little more expensive.
Okay.
Might be the only difference I saw.
All right. And you use these for what? What do you use these things for?
For everything. For water, for juice, mm-hmm. for tea. You can put anything you want in them.
Exactly.
Okay. What about things that I cook in? That's another thing I'm wondering about. What if I, like plastic bowls, you know, instead of Tupperware, right, that I would put in the microwave? Do they have BPA-free items like that that I can use to cook things in my microwave or stuff like that?
I'm not 100% clear, but I'm sure that, you know, they have probably come out with products like that.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that have come up. People have told me, and I've read many things about you shouldn't cook in plastic in a microwave.
Right.
And I don't know if BPA-free would matter in that or if I just should still use just glass or ceramic.
Well, I have heard one of the reasons why people use the BPA-free bottles is sometimes you may leave the bottle in the car and it may, you know,
the
sit
temperature,
there for...
The temperature will change the cellular makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
So some of those chemicals might leak into
and
the water.
And then be released. Yeah.
So okay. That was definitely one concern, I think.
All right. Last thing. Touch a receipt? Come on. What's that about?
Well, apparently the material used to make receipts, maybe the shiny plastic that makes them kind of smooth so they don't crumple or disintegrate when they get wet,
right.
I guess it has BPA in it. So if you buy something at the store, you touch a receipt, you might want to wash your hands before you eat anything.
Well, and that would be true, too, if you touch money. Also, so for everybody, whether it's a receipt or money, I'm saying that money has BPA, but be careful because there are germs and dirty and bacteria on whether it's receipts or money. So listeners, thanks for joining us for Newsworthy Clips. We're glad you've been here for all 3 days. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Ellen.
This is Carolyn.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.